Thank you for listening to this message preached at Life Changes Church in Cape Town, South Africa. Our prayer is that as you listen to this inspiring message, your life will be transformed to love Jesus more passionately and equipped to do His will more fervently.
See what it is, what free is. And you can see some amazing words there. I mean, free, I just, you know, for me, if someone said, describe free, it would be difficult. I would just say, it's free. But if the guy says, I'm from Mars, and I don't know what free is, then I'll say, oh yeah, women are from Venus, men are from Mars, so you probably don't know. But you know what? Without charge, compensated, costless, one of the things that I found quite interesting there, for love, free of cost, nothing, on the house, it is yours, okay? And I think one of the most famous ones in South Africa, Mahala, right, okay? And it's difficult not to get it. Okay, and who here loves to get free stuff? Anyone? Okay, how about a Cadbury chocolate for you? There you go. Okay, so please next time I ask a question, will you interact? Who got it? No. Members of the family are not allowed to attend. It's he, say, with a reggae jacket. Okay. Reggae jacket. No, it's my wife. She's not allowed to get it. Otherwise, I'll never be invited back. Okay. Any case, so I've realized that there's a lot of hype around this free thing. I just picked up one magazine at home. I wanted to bring it. And it's like, if you buy this thing, you get this vitamin free. We all hear the concept all the time, buy one, get one free. Charge your cell phone during the day at exorbitant price, and between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning, you can talk for free. Okay, never really understood that one. Okay, and a lot of stuff around there that's free. In fact, one of the authors that I most enjoy is a guy by the name of Chris Anderson, and he wrote a fantastic book on free, which I bought for $40. But the point is, you know what, it's a whole business out there, and this whole book is written on the whole basis of what they call the freemium model. And that model says, give some of your stuff for free. Most people will subscribe to it. But every now and then someone will say, that free product is not good enough for me. I want the paid for version. Okay. So this guy goes around the world, does talks on free. And it costs a lot of money to bring out too. So, I've been thinking about free apps. Okay, I mean, the apps on my iPhone, the apps on my iPad, for those of you guys who do that, you know, we always go for the free ones first. When you search, you know, when the kids are saying we want yet another game, search apps, oh, beautiful things, oh, no, click the free button. Okay, not the same amount, but we're always going for the free stuff. Where can I get something for free? I know when a friend says to me, yes, did you go to that concert? I said, oh, I couldn't afford it. Hey, a client gave me a free ticket. Okay, hey, that golf day. Hey, client invited me for free. Hey, I subscribed to that magazine. Yeah, very expensive. No, man, with Discovery Health, I get it for free. Okay, and if you sit back and think about the amount of times in our daily life that this free thing comes up, okay, it's actually quite often. And quite scary to what extent. And if you listen to the marketing guys, they will tell you that it doesn't matter how many times you put free in your marketing, it's always going to work. Okay, in your ads, newspaper, TV, whatever, the moment people see the word free, okay, almost free doesn't really quite sound, quite make it, right? Or for a very small price, yeah, that's fine, but free is the thing that really excites people, and they jump at it. There's a guy by the name of Seth Godin. Some of you might have read some of his books. Anyone here? Yeah? He's written plenty of marketing books. He's considered to be a marketing guru. And one of his most recent books is called Lynchpin. Okay? Excellent, excellent book. And in that book, he writes about how in the last few centuries, the people that were the most powerful in the world were the ones that got given the most stuff. Right? The kings, the leaders. Okay, just reflecting on the Bible, the other morning we read something about, you know, Jacob, Esau, he hasn't seen him for a while, he was worried, he brought lots of gifts. Always the one who had the most gifts, okay, was elevated to the position of power. And in fact, that entrenched that person's position, because the richer they were, the more powerful they were, the more people would give stuff to them, the more powerful they would become. Right? We all know those stories, we've seen it. Yet today, He, Seth Godin, believes we live in an economy which is called the linchpin economy. The linchpin is that guy, that person that stands out there, that's a leader. There's a guy by the name of Thomas Hawke, and this guy has taken hundreds and thousands of digital photos. In fact, he's made it known that his goal is to take 1 million digital photos. 1 million. Okay. And guess what he's decided? Every photo that is ever taken is available for free. Okay? So, no more using stock pics or iStock or stock photo or any photos that we see have been copied somewhere. Go to Creative Commons license, look for Thomas Hawke, and get his photos for free. Why not? And you think the poor guy, he probably lives in a bachelor's flat and rides around with a little old scooter because he gives away all this stuff for free? No, it's not the case. He's in fact very, very wealthy, very well off, highly regarded because he takes so many free photos and gives it away that corporate clients say, can you please come and take photos just for us, for our campaign, for our company, for our business? So by mere virtue of the fact that he's given all this stuff away for free, he's actually raised his profile. So can you see how this is the exact opposite of the old economies? The guys that hoarded and got given the most were powerful. And now it's people who give away. So, I want to ask you, does anyone know who that guy is? Okay. Rian, you're not allowed to answer. Okay, Debbie. Thank you very much. Sergey Brin, one of the founders of Google. Okay. Google is regarded as one of the best places in the world to work for. At their offices in California, the Googleplex, they have 13 cafeterias, okay? And they don't make snack wedges, okay? Everyone has their own chef, Italian, Chinese, Thai, sushi, pappenwurst, okay? And all the food is free all the time. They have 2 volleyball courts. They have 2 swimming pools. Free laundry. Free babysitting. Everyone wants to work there. And my first thought was, how much must this cost? Then I said, let me find out on Google how many employees Google has, right? And I found out they've got 56,400 employees. And I can tell you, those guys don't get minimum wage. They're all highly qualified engineers. And then when I sat down there with my calculator, I couldn't compute it. I just thought, Lani offices, lots of free stuff, highly paid employees, 56,000 of them. Yet, has any of you ever paid 1 cent to search for something on Google? 3 billion searches every single day on Google. So 3 billion people are looking for places to go on holiday, for houses to buy, for jobs, for lost friends and family. All 100% for free. Okay. And that, by giving away all of that stuff for free, it's made him worth $20.3 billion. Okay. Maybe you know this guy better. This audience will know this guy better, right? Anyone? Mark Zuckerberg. Okay. He also gives away something for free. In fact, there are 1 billion people on Facebook. 1 billion. That's 1 in every 7 people in the world, counting all those people who don't have computers, those people who don't even have electricity, okay? Every single day, people are going to Facebook for free, okay? That has made him worth $17.5 billion. So when I went through all of this, I said to myself, wow, but surely, how does the church and Christianity, okay, and the gospel, and Life Changes Church, Tableview, fit into this whole thing? Surely, I said to myself, every idea that exists in the world today was originated by God in the first place. Right? People go and they write papers and they say, wow, we've just discovered this thing. And God is thinking, 2012, how long has it taken you guys? It's been there all along. You didn't make it, you just discovered it. Okay? So surely, all these ideas, including the one of free, must have originated from God and from the beginning of time. So like any good Christian, I turned to the Bible app and typed in the word free. And I was totally overwhelmed by the results. Okay? I'm not even talking about results saying free of your bondage, free of being a slave to the world, freeing of prisoners. I'm just talking about things that are actually for free, that gives you something somewhere in the Bible for free. Because having read this book, having been to two of these guys' talks, one in San Francisco and one in Johannesburg, seeing all those ads, I thought, wow, man, I've got to be able to find free stuff in here. And I'm talking about specific stuff that's comparing to that or is in sync with the definition we saw early on. Okay? Free in terms of uncompensated, gratis, for love, for nothing. Something that you couldn't possibly buy, that you couldn't possibly earn. And I guess you know where I'm going, right? So, there were so many verses that I picked one. And the one I picked is in Romans 3, verse 21. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We know that. Verse 24. And are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. And that I thought, wow. Okay? Yes, I know John 3:16. I understand it. I get that Jesus came to save the world. But reading it now with the mind's eye of looking at free and seeing, wow, in that one verse, okay, I already seeing free righteousness. That's what happens if you do something in Keynote and you transfer it to PowerPoint. Okay. Justification. Okay. And grace. All three of those things for free right there in that one verse. Can any of us ever buy that stuff? And did you ever think of the fact that we've been saved? Christ came for us. He died for our sins so we can have everlasting life. But did you ever think that that is something that we just got totally for free? That we never earned. We didn't have to buy. We didn't have to look for it. We just got given it for free. How about some other things that we're getting free from the Word? Okay, anyone? Salvation. Everlasting life, love, forgiveness, I can go on, healing, wisdom, knowledge, discernment. Think of all of those things that sometimes we just think it's logical and it's just sort of by the way, but we don't realize that it's actually been given to us and it's free, okay? And just like a free app or a free gift or a free slab of chocolate, if you're not going to go and take it, you will never own it. You will never have it. And you can't complain because it's there for the taking. You're the one that must step up and say, I want it. I'm going to take it. It is there for you. So, just for a moment there. So, obviously we know, okay, that Christ came to earth to die as a human for us and for our sins and that we can have everlasting life. And for those people who are here tonight who have not yet experienced that, I'm sure there will be opportunity at the end for us to pray with you. But for those of us that know that that is a free gift, Christ died for us and that God gave His Son to die for us so that we can have this everlasting life for free. And as the definition states, it is for love, unrecompensed, gratis. But when I started thinking more and more about that, I realized that this is not the type of gift where you grab and you take that chocolate and you go eat it in the corner of your room and you don't share it with anyone. This is not that type of gift. This is the type of gift that you have, in the world's definition, have to pay forward, that you have to pass on, okay? You cannot afford to just hold on to that gift. Once you've received it, the whole idea is to give it to the next person and the next person and the next person. That is, after all, why Jesus died so we can actually preach the gospel to the entire earth. Okay, so don't think for a moment, I've got it, I've got the gift, I got my chocolate, I'm in the room, church, you're not seeing me again. It's not that gift, okay? And you may be sitting here tonight thinking, wow, I got the gift, I'm okay, I'm cozy, I know where I'm going, it's working out for me. I want to challenge you and say, it's not enough. You have to pay it forward. You have to share it. Just like you tell someone, I got that free app. Just like you tell someone, I went to that game for free. I got into that concert for free. Heck, man, everyone else paid. I got a buddy who got me in for free. You've got to tell them about this gift. You've got to go and tell them and say, I got this for free. Let me tell you, this can benefit you too. You can also have salvation. Okay? And once you've saved, on top of that, you can have healing. And you can have wisdom and discernment. And you can have knowledge. Okay? And you can have and. So the whole point of this gift is that it's one that has to be shared. I try to find out whether, you know what, is that sort of just something that we may decide? Yeah, I think I'll share it. Or, you know what, I'm quite cool. I know where I'm going. So, you know, if the next guy or lady wants to share it, it's okay. And then I got to Matthew 10 verse 8. Okay, where it talks about everything that we've received. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And in here, I include everything. Because that freely we've received the gospel should also be that. Okay. So, in fact, it will be totally selfish for us to sit there and say, I'm saved. I didn't have a job. I prayed. I got a job. Then I got a car. I got a wife. Every time I pray, I get something. I'm sick. Sure, there's a problem. It works for me. Okay? It's great, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But you cannot hold on to that gift for yourself. You have to give and give and give. You've received it 100% for free. You have to pass it on. And it doesn't mean it's going to diminish from you. Okay? If you're going to lead someone to the Lord and they get saved, it isn't going to take some of your saving away, is it? Okay? If you pray for someone and they get better, it's not like, wow, it's half the chocolate that I'm passing on. Okay? It's not. They all get the full blessing. They'll get the full gift. Because that's the whole reason why Jesus came for us. So that we can have it freely and give it freely and pass it on to the rest. So, I continued thinking about this and realized that although it's exceptionally important for us and it's a must that we must go out there and tell people about the wonderful things that have happened to us in our lives and the things that Jesus has done for us, that we cannot stop there. It cannot be enough, okay? You cannot simply say, you know, poor person, I hope you get wealthy. Hungry person, I hope you get fed, okay? You know what? You look like you need Jesus. Let me pray for you. You are saved now. You are healed. It's all in Jesus' hands. Cheers, you know, but I'm going home now. It's getting cold, you know. I must go home and get dressed and have a nice warm meal and get into bed. Okay, while you're still sleeping on the street corner. Okay, so although we have to start there, that is not enough. We have to give of ourselves as well. And I believe it's quite important that we find out what it is that we can share. Everyone has a talent. Everyone has a gift. And in fact, before someone raises it, this doesn't even begin to cover the gifts of the Spirit. I'm not even putting that in. That's a whole book on its own, right? Okay. Those spirits, gifts of the Spirit, and whether you believe they are 7 or 9 or plenty more. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about the stuff that we must give from us of ourselves. And yes, you have talents. And yes, you can spend time with people. But yes, sometimes you're going to have to give money. Sometimes you're going to have to take a shirt out of your cupboard. Take some food, okay? Don't just share the stuff that's easy. Share stuff that you can feel like, wow, it's making an impact on me, so it'll make an impact on that person. Jesus didn't just say, you know, I hope you get saved. He died, okay? I don't suggest you die doing that, okay? But I'm just saying, sometimes you have to feel that you're giving something. It's not just, oh, well, I hope you get better, and I'll send you an email. Phew, I prayed for you. Whew, I've done that. Thank goodness. No, maybe you have to get in your car and drive over there and say, here's $100. Here's $1,000. Here's my last food in my cupboard. Well, I've got a nice shirt, but I've got 5. Here's 1 shirt for you. And if you don't know what your talents are, because that's where I believe it should start, best you speak to someone in your family or your friends and say, listen, you are really a kind person. You like talking to people. You like spending time and talking to people. Wow. Those old ladies at the old age home on a Friday evening, okay, they would laugh if you come there and say, can I just spend an hour just to talk to you? That is a gift that's worth something, because for them it's big, it's your time. You're probably going to miss out on a movie or a date or something else, which means you are making a sacrifice as well. And when I started thinking of this, I realized that even for guys, well, the odd person has said I've got a big mouth, but I mean, even for someone who's got a big mouth and can talk, you know, it's not always ideal to walk into a big office where 2,000 people work and shout, they, you all better get saved or you're going to hell. Okay? Maybe you must start by giving off your time. Maybe you must start by giving off your resources, because that's going to let you in to the next step. And when I looked at the two, I clearly saw the connection between serving people in this community, in the street, around us, because that is going to give you the opportunity that you want. Imagine you going to someone, you say, listen, I felt compelled, the Lord has told me to give you this gift. And they say, wow, you don't even know me. No, I don't. Or you know me, but not even that well. Why would you do this? There's your cue. Okay? If you're walking the other way around, listen, get saved, come to church, and once you've done that, maybe I'll help you with a few bucks. That's not the way it works. Okay? Jesus was there with the sinners, the tax collectors, all of those people, and he gave his time and he helped people. So I really want to encourage you to take a step back and say, listen, I'm going to give something to someone that needs help. And if you don't know who needs help, ask. I'm telling you that people that need help. And you sitting here saying, no, but I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of time. Just by sitting here tonight, you are the haves. You are part of the haves. You are not part of the have-nots. Okay? None of you are sitting here naked. Most of you are going to have food in, at home. Most of you are going to get a lift home or have driven here. So you're already part of the group that have. Okay? Take that. Find out who needs. But when you can give to someone unselfishly, without any predetermined plans or ideas, just to give to them because stuff has been given to you, and that person turns around and says, I don't get it. I really don't understand. Why are you giving this to me? Why would you do this? Then you say, thank you, Lord. Here's my opportunity. Well, if you know what I've been given, then this $100 is nothing. I've been given everlasting life, salvation by grace, redemption. I've been given healing. I've been given all of those things. Don't you even think about this $100 or this lunch I've brought you or this clothes or the fact that I'm going to give you a home for a room in my house for a month. That's nothing. And that's your opportunity to start sharing the gospel and talking to people. Okay? And that's, I believe, where we as a church in this community can start being influenced. By first saying, how can I give? What can I give of myself? Let me give to people who don't have, and let me not walk in there saying, well, you know, you've got to listen to my sermon first, and then I'll give you something. But let that be in the back of your mind. I'm coming here to bless them, because what I've been blessed with is so great in comparison to this little thing I'm giving them that it doesn't even make sense. In fact, I should be giving them much more. I found a verse, Proverbs 11 verse 24, and when I read that verse, I said to myself, wow, maybe those guys in Google, maybe those that guy who's taken the photos, maybe Mark Zuckerberg, maybe they all know about this verse, okay? And that's why they're so profitable. That's why they're making so much money. And once again, I was very happy to confirm my own theory that everything that's happening out in the world has already been happening. And God has already spoken about this many, many, many years ago. So tell me, okay, yeah, once again, thank you, PowerPoint. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I thought, wow. So those Google guys, they must have read this verse before they started this company. And the Facebook guy. Okay? Because look how they're doing it. Look how they're giving stuff away for nothing. And they're prospering. Okay. So when you are in that situation and you're about to give something, you think, I can't. really, man, I'm already at the bottom. I don't have to give, you know. Or, you know, I have a family. I have kids, you know. I mean, they're my number one priority. So if you say, I must give this $100 or this time or this weekend away or this whatever to someone, I'm actually denying them. So thank you. I hear what you're saying, but not for me. Then I want to refer you to this verse. Okay? Proverbs 11 verse 24 and 25. The more you give, the more you'll have. And for those of you who've experimented with this, because you have to try it, you will know it's true. You will know it's true. And I can tell you, I've done it in our business at a times when things were tough, when we didn't have enough money to pay bills, when there was great pressure in terms of cash flow, we would give away stuff and give away stuff. When the common sense was to say, wow, let's wait until things go better before we give away stuff. But this is not common sense. This we've been told from the Word, and I'm telling you now, it's working, and in our situation, we are seeing that blessing. And I'm challenging you to do this. So, to tie it up, wrap it up, I'm getting back to the slide where it says, to truly extend your influence, you have to be prepared to give something for free. And for those of you who've been coming here for a while, by now you'll know our church's logo, motto, pay a fly. Well, it can't be a pay a fly. You don't have to pay to come here. It's totally free. If anyone paid to be here tonight, please make sure you get a refund on your way out. Okay? We want to be a church of influence. Right? We want to influence people. Maybe this is where we've got to start. Influence people by giving the stuff that we have. Whether it's our time, our resources. And when we walk out there and we're talking to people and say, we're giving this. Why? Where are you from? Well, I want to tell you firstly, never mind the church, I come from Jesus Christ. Okay? He sent me because that's what I've been given. But if you want to be part of a community, if you're seeking the Lord, if you want to belong somewhere, we are. This is where we are. Because we want to influence Tableview, Cape Town, and to the rest of the world. So I'm encouraging you tonight to please think about the stuff that you've got for free. Think about not holding on to them. And think about going out there and influencing people in our community.
Before Yapi prays for us, I just want him to pray over us. If you are here and you haven't experienced what he's been speaking about, that free gift of righteousness that has impacted the world ever since the day Jesus cried out, "It is finished." It impacted history from that day and backwards. There's a center piece, masterpiece of creation, the crucifixion of our Lord and the resurrection of our King. And yes, it is free. He paid for it. Absolutely. It is free. It'll cost you everything though. We don't respond to a call of comfort. We respond to a King who calls us. And that's what Yopi was speaking about. It hurts. We're not called to live in our comfort. We're called to respond to our King. So if the Holy Spirit's been stirring your heart tonight, and you want to respond to this King that changes people, that they would live lives like us, that they would be people who give, they would be people who live in freedom and offer things freely, we want to give you an opportunity tonight to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus. So, with all heads bowed, and after this, we'll get Yapi to pray. But if it is you tonight, we want to give you an opportunity to know the free gift of righteousness through grace that brings you back. It reconciles you to the Father. And if you're here tonight and you'd like to make that commitment, would you like to raise your hands? Your hand. And we would love to get some guys to chat with you afterwards to lead you into this wonderful thing known as the kingdom. If you feel the weight of debt, of sin on your life, and you want to be freed of that, now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Great. If afterwards you want to come speak to us afterwards, just find out a bit more about who we are, who this King is, please. We're open to chat to you. Yopi, would you pray for us that we would, you've spoken the word of truth, that we would be people that live this life of almost selfless giving that's birthed in love. If you can do that, pray for us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for reminding us once again of what you've given us, Lord. And let us never get blasé about it. Let us never say, well, you know, that's just the way it is. Let us realize afresh that unbelievable gift that you've given us, the gift of your Son, which leads to righteousness, salvation, everlasting life, ongoing forgiveness, grace beyond any understanding, Lord. Let us never ever think it's just, well, it's okay, you know, I've gone through it. Let us constantly be aware of how fantastic this is, Lord, and what amazing gift it is, Lord. And if we can really truly understand the power that this gift can have on the rest of this world, on this country, Lord, and on this city, then we will not even be sitting here tonight. We'll be out there telling people about it, saying, did you know, did you know, this is for free. This is what's going to make it happen for you. This is what's going to get rid of your problems. This is what's going to focus you on the Lord. This is what's going to turn the city around, Lord. And help us as we go out there, even tonight on the way home, that we can start planning how we're going to tackle this tomorrow. Who are we going to talk to, and whether we start sharing of ourselves, our time, our energy, our money, our food, our clothes, our houses, whatever we're going to share, Lord, that we'll do it with a plan, and we will go out there and say, I'm going to talk to X, Y, Z people, persons, and I'm going to do it with a plan, and that we ultimately be ready to share the gospel with them, to say, this is why I can give you this, because this is what I got. And I have to pass it on. I cannot keep it. I'm bursting to share it with you. Help us to have the guts to go out there and share your wonderful gospel with everyone around us. Help us in the week, Lord, and we bless you and praise your name. Amen.
For regular updates and more information about Life Changes Church, please visit our website, www.lifechanges.org.za. The Lord bless you.